All across America and around the world, this is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And now, your host for today's program, Dale Thronberry.
And good afternoon and welcome to Veterans Radio. My name is Dale Thronberry and we have got a jam-packed program for you. Our program today is dedicated to gifts for veterans by companies owned by veterans. So we're going to be talking to a number of people that manufacture goods that we wanted to offer you this just before Christmas. And the other things are there's going to be a lot of music in the second half of the program because we've got a couple of performers. And for those of Vietnam veterans especially, we've got Michael J. Martin's daughter, Andy Martin, is going to be on toward the end of the program with an opportunity for you to order some of his older CDs that she has remastered. So I want to make sure that you are aware that Veterans Radio is brought to you by Legal Help for Veterans, fighting for veterans' rights, concentrating only on veterans' disability claims. And we are also sponsored by the American House Senior Living Community in Westland, Michigan on Vannoy Road. And American House has special options for you as a veteran if you contact them. This is the American House in Westland on Vannoy. The number there is 734-961-4782. And we also want to thank our local veteran service groups, the BVA Chapter 310, Charles Kettles Chapter in Ann Arbor, VFW, Graft O'Hara, post number 423, and the American Legion, post 46, all from Ann Arbor. We want to thank those guys, men and women especially. Thank you for all your continuing support. Today in the news, I just found this morning, so I thought it'd be kind of cool to talk to you about. There's two major events that occurred in American history. Number one is the Boston Tea Party. Surprise, right? Boston Harbor, a group of Massachusetts colonists disguised as Mohawk Indians, boarded three British tea ships and dumped 342 chests of tea into the harbor, the beginning of the end for the British here in America. But I thought that was kind of an interesting story. And the other one is that today was also marks the beginning of the Battle of Bulge in World War II, with the Allies closing in on Germany and the Soviets approaching Germany from the east. Hitler ordered a massive attack against the Western Allies by three German armies, and this all took place in the Ardennes region of Belgium. One particular item that I found interesting in this story, maybe if many of you are aware of it, but in later December, the German commander besieging the town of Bastogne demanded that the Americans surrender or face annihilation, and U.S. General Major General Anthony McAuliffe prepared a typed reply that read simply, to the German commander, nuts. And that was that for the Germans in the Battle of the Bulge. The other thing that we're talking about today is that we've asked people if they want to send in greetings to their relatives and so forth that are overseas or just to veterans in general. And the first one that I got was from Gracie Weller, and I want to give this holiday shout out to her and to her son, who is on active duty in the Army. He's an aviation ordnance man, Lee Weller. He's stationed in San Diego, and it says, Merry Christmas from Mom, Dad, Mary, Nana, Papa, Trey, Braden, Tristan, Tammy, Kat, Steve, Tony, Courtney, Lexi, Zoe, Bree, AJ, Olivia, and Ellie. Merry Christmas, aviation ordnance man Lee Weller, from your whole family and from Veterans Radio as well. Well, the first guest that I've got on the program today is one that's been on our program before, and his name is Mark Doyle, and Mark Doyle is with an organization that is called Rags of Honor. And, Mark, I want to welcome you back to Veterans Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. As always, you all do so much for so many active and former military, so I'm honored to be on the show.
Well, thanks, Mark. And I really wanted people to be aware of what you do there at Rags of Honor, so I'm going to give you about 2 minutes to give us a little promo.
Great, thanks. So for all the new listeners who may not have heard before, Rags of Honor is a company I founded when I returned from Afghanistan 5 years ago. We are a silkscreen and apparel company, and we have our own line of branded apparel, all online at ragsofhonor.us. And I founded it to get homeless men and women who serve their country out of shelters, out of cars, off the streets, and happy to say we're the largest employer of homeless veterans in the country. All of our gear is made in America, designed and printed by our veterans. and everything from T-shirts to ball caps and knit caps and long sleeves and hoodies and crew necks, and all the proceeds go to hire more veterans. And about 7 months ago, we decided to start another company, same mission, but in the coffee world. And so the name of that company is Veteran Roasters Cup of Joe. And we are now hiring veterans and roasting our own coffee. And there are some coming up to you as we speak, Dale.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
And you can go to veteranroasters.com, and we ship all over the country. And same mission. We've hired 4 veterans, and everything we do down here, from the Rags of Honor to Veteran Roasters, is to just make sure that we don't leave anybody behind who wore the uniform for us.
Okay. Well, Mark, let's tell them where to go and find these things. Where are you located?
We are located physically in Chicago. We do all of our printing in Chicago. We do all of our roasting here in Chicago. If you're in Chicago, you can go to Pete's Markets. They're all over Chicagoland. But if you're anywhere outside the Chicago area, go to ragsofhonor.us or veteranroasters.com, and we will ship it right to your door.
Okay, and is there a chance that they could get it by Christmas still?
If we anything that's placed by Wednesday of this week, Thursday possibly, we will get it out the door this week for sure, and you'll have it by Christmas, absolutely.
Okay, so they go to the website. Is it quicker to go to the website? That's ragsofhonor.us, or can they call, or what else can they do?
You could call 312-988-0095, and that is the number for the apparel company. I think the quickest thing for the coffee is to just go online. We roast out of our own commercial facility, and with the website is so robust, you'll get when you place your order, you'll get an email confirmation straight back, and then 3 days later, you'll get a text and an email when it ships out to you. So I think that's the best thing for people to do now. We do have an 800 number that people would rather call the 800 number. It's just 1-877-828-7656. I need new glasses. 828-7656.
It's not the number you call every day, but that's 877-828-7656.
Right, that's the 800 number for the coffee. If you want to just call up and order some coffee, we'll be standing by to take your call.
Okay, we will do that. Mark, thank you very much for being on the program and taking time out of your Sunday. And I want to, again, thank you for all your support for us. And we look forward to talking to you again. I can't wait to get my coffee.
Roger that. Thanks to all the listeners, and have a great holiday.
Thank you. Same to you. All right. Company number one down, and I'm waiting to hear from another one, but it looks like I haven't yet. So I'm going to jump right to my next guest, and he may take up the whole program, but we'll see. So if we could kind of hit that little tune that I gave you for Sergeant Hack. We're just going to keep that down below us, but that song is dedicated to our next guest, the founder of U.S. Wings down in Hudson, Ohio, and as Sergeant David Hack. Sarge, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thank you for having me on. You know, it's been a long time, brother.
Boy, it has been, but when we decided we were going to do another, gifts for veterans, there was only one place that we could start, and that was with you.
Well, I really appreciate it. I really, really, really do, you know. I think it's an honor. I've been following you guys. You guys are awesome. You've helped so many veterans. And, you know, that's the bottom line here, just plain and simple. You know, it's not what we do for ourselves, but what we do for others. My name is David Hack. I am the owner and CEO of U.S. Wings. My wife and I founded this company in 1986, and we are the official supplier to the United States military bomber jackets, aviation gear. We're also the official licensee for the Purple Heart Foundation. We make the leather bomber jackets for the Purple Heart Foundation. And also, we just came out with a couple of fantastic jackets, and they're being modeled by a guy's name is John Tarantino. I don't know if you know the name or not, but he's extremely famous. He really is. John is modeling our Cape Buffalo Indiana Jones jacket.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm serious. You guys have to go online and check it out. He is something else. He really is. And John is extremely well-known, very well-known. But we're excited about that. We're also the official cut-and-sew repair facility for bomber jackets. Guys send their jackets to us from all over the world, and we repair them and send them back to them. We're the official supplier to the Coast Guard. We also make our own leather care. It's a natural ointment that we put on leather that preserves it and makes it soft. And there's just so many things. You have to go to our website. You really do. Go to uswings.com, and that's us. We have been on the Internet since 1992. We've been on Fox News twice, on Veterans Day, I might add, which was a major honor. We love people at Fox News. They are just the best of the best of the best. And these people support veterans, and that's the bottom line. Dale, that's it. You know, we have to take care of our own. You know, I served in Vietnam. I stayed a year in a hospital in 1968. I was in Tet with the Big Red One. You can pull up my bio right on the Internet, SergeantHack.com. There it is. You know, it speaks for itself. Yeah, the NPR allowed me to put my whole entire 201 file, what's left of it, on the Internet. And I'm the only guy out there that's got his 201 file there. You know, say, here it is. You know, read it. If you don't like it, still read it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that we want to make sure people are aware that you're the genuine article as your bomber jackets are and so forth. I mean, you are a veteran. You were in the Coast Guard first, actually.
Yes, sir.
For four years.
I went in the Coast Guard in 1957. I stayed 4 years. I was in Coast Guard security. I was in Coast Guard small boats. Then I entered the Army in 1964. I was a United States Army Ranger. Now they call them trainers. Back then they called us instructors. I was at Field 5 and Field 7 at Eglin Air Force Base, and I taught small boats for 2 years. And then I went to Vietnam in 1968, and I volunteered for Vietnam. And to tell you the God's truth, I'm proud of it. You know, I serve my country, and I serve my country well. And that's the bottom line.
Well, there's an awful lot of men and women out there that have served our country well. And I think that we're finally getting to the point where we are able that we are acknowledging them. And I think that that's so important to the veterans themselves. And that was one of the issues that many of us had coming home from Vietnam, is that, you know, it wasn't the most popular war, and they decided that they wanted to blame the soldiers instead of the politicians for that one. And it took a while, but I think in today's world that the men and women that are serving are being properly honored, and they're so much more talented, I think, than we were. They're smarter, and
oh my goodness, yes.
And they, you know, and they're dedicated. I mean, when you have an all volunteer army and all volunteer services across the board, that's really important. So we always have to remember them and keep them in our hearts and in our prayers wherever they may be around the world.
Especially in our prayers, brother. Mm-hmm. You know, that is so important. You know, in God we stand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I believe, and that's how I feel. You know, in God we stand, and that's what it's all about. We stand side by side, back to back, and that is definitely the bottom line. You know, Lily, I don't know if you know the whole entire story about what happened to him.
Go ahead.
He came here, and he said to me, he says, "Sarge, I've never had confession since Vietnam." I called Catholic priest and had him come over here and hear his confession.
Really?
Within a week, he was saying a prayer at nighttime walking down the road and was struck by a car and was killed.
I think I let me fill in our audience just real quickly on this. For those of you that don't know, Gary Lilly was our partner from day one 15 years ago. And Gary was a practicing Catholic, but as David pointed out, he hadn't really gone to confession forever. And we did a program from U.S. Wings, and it was a great, just a whole great couple of days there. And Gary was really into the whole thing, and we had a great time down there and did a live broadcast and so forth. But he stuck around. I came home, and you have you did a Catholic service on the hood of a Jeep, correct?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and that's where he, you know, got the motivation to go to confession, and yes, sadly, shortly thereafter he was killed, and it's just, you know, we miss him every day, and we always try to do our programming now with what would Gary do, what would Gary say, and that's kind of been our mantra since the beginning, and it goes on day by day. Thank you.
Well, Gary was a very good man, and we made sure, and in God's way, that his confession was heard, and it was heard. And, you know, that's what it's all about, back to back. You know, veterans take care of one another. Veterans cover one another. You know, it gets me so upset when I'm out there and I see a veteran bad-mouthing another veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And I just come right up on them. You know, I say, you don't have the right to do that one, partner. You have no right, plain and simple. You know, I can't stand that. And I walk away from it because I sure in the heck don't want to go to jail.
No.
I'm also, you know, Dale, I'm also a retired chief of police. Okay.
Yeah.
When I got out of the hospital, I was put on medical hold for 4 years, and they made a recruiter out of me. And then I became a police officer. But I'm a retired police officer, and I went as far as being a chief of police. And I sure in the heck can't go out there and sissy slap anybody and expect not to go to jail.
No, not anymore. plus the fact I'm always afraid of. I always think I can do it, but at my age right now, I would probably end up, you know, at the at the wrong end of it.
Dale, I'm pushing 79 years old, partner. In 4 months from now, I'm going to be 79 years old.
How did that happen?
You know, I don't know. The old saying is, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
Absolutely. But the thing is that we're still only about 20 in our head, and that gets us into trouble. Before I let you go, Sergeant Hack, we're talking with Sergeant Hack. He's the owner and CEO of U.S. Wings down in Hudson, Ohio. They have the finest military jackets and gear and things that you could ever want. And I want to make sure that that's what we're promoting there right now. So if I go to uswings.com and I can look on their clothing, jackets, whatever it is, there's great things there. Tell us.
The thing about it is we have supplied over 90% of the aviation movies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And we supply all federal agencies, and we supply the military, and we supply everyday Joes, plain and simple. And we bend over backwards to make them happy.
Well, you do, and it's not just that these jackets are just amazing. I mean, they're the ones that you saw in the movies and you still see in the movies. But you also sell things that are not quite as costly, let's put it that way. I'm looking at the website.
Know, Dale, here's the thing. Where in the blazes can you get a leather jacket handmade for $195? Think about that.
Nowhere I can think of.
We sell them. $195 for all leather, handmade. Mm-hmm. And that's what we sell them for, $195. And these are not some kind of thing that you get from China, because we don't sell Chinese stuff.
No, actually, isn't your factory in New Jersey?
It is, and it's union, 100%. It's called Unite.
Mm-hmm.
And that cuts all the BS. So
it does.
We are definitely the real deal.
Well, I'm just looking at these jackets here, folks, and if you go onto the website, uswings.com, I like flight jackets and so forth. So I'm looking at a nice U.S.-made Air Force flight jacket, an MA-1 flight jacket. There's a CWU flight jacket as well. Oh, man. I got to come down and see it
again. In the United States, those are not made in China.
I think it's
those are USA made.
And I see they have flight suits.
Yep.
And, of course, flags and everything else to go along with their leather jackets. So I really and they got the incredible aviator glasses there, too.
You betcha. And our aviator glasses are the real thing. They're military issue, AO, and AO has been around since 1850. So there you go. Cuts all the BS.
There you go. And that's what I do. I recommend everybody to get out there and go to uswings.com. I think you're going to find something, especially for the men or women. And I do say women these days because we've had a number of female pilots on the program recently that are coming of this generation. And I know the one here locally in Ann Arbor just loves her bomber jacket. So we want to make sure that everybody gets that. So I want to thank you so very much, Sergeant Hack, for being on the program today. And I'll be in touch with you shortly.
Thanks for inviting me, sir.
Thank you very much. We're going to take go to our Medal of Honor segment right now. And the Medal of Honor today is brought to you by VVA Chapter 310 in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Charles Kettles chapter. Charles Kettles, as most of you know, hopefully in our local area and around the country now, is a Medal of Honor recipient. He was a helicopter pilot during the Vietnam War, and for actions in 1967, he has received the Medal of Honor. So today's Medal of Honor, dedicated to Charles Kettles. That's the voice of our next guest. That's Jason Moon. And Jason is the founder of an organization called Warrior Songs. And this is an organization. Oh, I'll let Jason tell you all about it. So, Jason, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be on.
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you on, and I want to make sure that everybody's aware of your organization, Warrior Songs. Tell me all about it and how it got started.
Yeah, well, I came home from Iraq in 2004, and I struggled with PTSD, and like most of us, I struggled in silence and didn't want to talk about it, didn't think I needed help, you know, so that I could army through it, and that didn't work. So 2008, I attempted suicide, and part of my recovery was trying to communicate my trauma through what I knew how to do, which was songwriting. And so that really helped me. I created a CD, you heard the song off it, Trying to Find My Home. And I started to share that with other veterans. And strange thing happened. I wasn't the only one feeling that way. So I started to hear from other veterans that they, you know, these were similar experiences. We kind of tend to suffer in isolation and alone. And the Army built a kind of tough person complex. So we don't talk about it. And when it started to help me, I immediately thought, hey, can we help others? What about all the traumas I didn't have? So I started a nonprofit called Warrior Songs, and now I travel the country singing to anyone that'll listen, teaching civilians, helping veterans, and we turn their stories into songs. So now I use my songwriting skills to help others express the unexpressible.
It's a great program, and I learned about it. Of course, you sent me a sample CD about women's songs that had been written. Can you tell me how that one came together?
Yeah, well, we released our first volume in 2016, and we received some criticism that there was just a lot of voices of male soldiers, which is, you know, kind of who I knew and so I wanted to answer that criticism. So we came out with the second CD, and we went around for 5 years collecting the firsthand testimony of women veterans so that they could have their voice heard too.
I've got a couple that I want to play, and I'm going to ask you to talk about them. The first one is going to be the where did it go? Sister Sarge, and we're going to listen to part of that. We don't have time, unfortunately, to play the whole thing. I should remind our audience that our program on January 30th is going to be all music, all veteran produced music. and it's all going to be pre-recorded, so it's just going to be an hour of veteran-produced, veteran-performed music. So make sure you mark your calendars now while I think about it. But this song really I found interesting. It's called Sister Sarge, and we're just going to play a little bit of it right now. Sister Sarge, tell me a little bit about that song, if you can.
Isn't that powerful?
Yes.
That is amazing. Sister Sarge is this amazing woman. She's an Army Vietnam veteran, was gang raped in Vietnam, kind of lost her way, as one would imagine that experience might have on someone, but then became a nun, and now ministers and advocates for everyone who suffers from MST, and that's an amazing Madison, Wisconsin songwriter, Shondell Marks, who turned that into music. Because as you can imagine, that's not a easy song to write. So, that's the story of that song. I met Sister Sarge. She's a pretty famous Midwestern women veteran advocate and veterans advocate in general. And I met her in 2010 and heard her story and said, wow. Someone needs to tell that story, and people need to hear it.
There were. I can't say that a lot of these songs are uplifting, because people are kind of, you know, they're opening up their hearts and their minds and everything, and letting things out that they'd never let out for years and years and years. And so they're very powerful in regards to telling the truth of what might have occurred, you know, to them during their experiences, wherever they happen to be. Isn't that correct?
True. And, you know, well, then they might not, if you're not in the darkness, these songs are not going to be as uplifting, but they will tell you, you know, the true cost of what veterans go through from their first-hand experience. But if you're in that, if you're experiencing that, I can tell you from my own experience with a suicide attempt of PTSD, and that, you know, you start to feel alone, and you start to feel isolated, and you start to feel like no one understands you. And sometimes just hearing that someone else not only went through what you went through and suffered what you suffered, but found a way out. I mean, that's kind of what we do in the military, you know? You get trapped, you can't find your way out, and you look for other people who may have negotiated that obstacle, and you look for how they did it. So that's kind of why, one of the reasons why we do this is not only to let people know the true cost, you know, of what we go through and what we really experience. So it's not the Hollywood Nashville version, but the, you know, first person narrative, but also to let those who are currently in those situations and suffering and maybe on the edge and maybe, you know, starting to think about going to the other side, when they hear that they're not alone and they're not going through this alone, you know, they get strength.
I think that's what's so important. Jason, when we talk to other veterans, and whatever our issues are, there's somebody who's got similar ones or sometimes even worse ones, and maybe they need your help. And so many of us, I think, survive by helping other veterans, as Sergeant Hack mentioned when we were talking to him, that it's all about, you know, giving back to those who served with us or served for us. And I think that that's what's so important about listening to your music. I've got another one that actually I think it came from a Gold Star parent, a Gold Star mom. This one was called Things You'll Never Be.
Yep.
So let me listen to just a little bit of this and then we can talk about it.
As I lay here in my room, I'm thinking of you. I'm thinking of you. You would have been older today if only you stayed. I'm thinking of you. I'm thinking of you. And the things you'll never be, the things you'll never do. Walking down the aisle to having your first try. The things you'll never be, the things you'll never do, the things you'll never see. They haunt me, they haunt me.
All right, let's excuse me, that's from Women at War, and that song is entitled Things You'll Never Be. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Yeah, that one was close to home. That was actually my cousin. Her son joined the Marines and went to Afghanistan, and unfortunately took his own life in Helmand Province in 2013, so it was a difficult thing, but we found a wonderful Navy veteran songwriter, Joe Powell. That's the woman singing it, and they had already known each other through some Gold Star family groups and some work they had done together. And so that just seemed a natural fit. And it, they wanted to write a song that not only spoke to her son, G.J. Collins, who died there, but also to talk to other families who were dealing with this issue. As we know, suicide is taking 20 veterans a day, 20 of us a day.
Right.
From my angle as a producer, I really wanted to speak to. I thought maybe if we could just let somebody know what this is going to do to their mom.
This is a tough song. This is
they wouldn't do it.
No, but this is hard because when you think about. You know, these men and women that unfortunately do take their own lives. It's almost like if only one more person had been able to reach out to them, maybe we could have prevented it. And, you know, I think by listening to these, maybe it'll make us just more aware that we need to pay attention to our veteran brothers and sisters out there. And if their behavior starts being a little bit unusual, maybe we should, you know, do a mini intervention and just see if there's anything we can do to help. And I think that might be something we can do.
Yeah, and normalizing the experience is big. You know, we know no one wants to be the first person to stop doing push-ups. You get yelled at. No one wants to fall out of formation first.
Right.
So you just learn not to ask for help because it's seen as a weakness, and you just kind of you lose some stock amongst the crew. If you do that, but then when you get home, you start facing this stuff and you carry that mentality over. And if you do not reach out for help, if you don't deal with your trauma, you get to go to three places. You get to go to the street, usually addicted to heroin. You get to go to prison or you get to go to the grave, usually an early one carried by six of your friends. So these songs are a testament to strength and authorization to each other. As veterans, to be injured and to seek the help.
Right. I found them so powerful. We're talking with Jason Moon. He's the founder of an organization called Warrior Songs, and it's warriorsongs.org. And you can go to their website and you can order these albums. You can download individual songs or you can share with everybody. And I would strongly encourage you to go and listen to these songs. They're very powerful, as you can hear already. And maybe you can think of somebody that they might be able, might be a little helpful to.
Yeah, do I have a moment?
Yeah, you do, because I have one more little piece I'm going to play when I let you go.
Yeah, because I started doing this in 2010, and since then we've prevented 33 suicides and helped about 200 plus veterans out of the darkness. And these CDs, we give them away for free to veterans. And so if anyone knows somebody who's hurting or dealing with any of these really complicated, painful trauma issues from war, we have them for men, we have them for women. You can just let us know, and we'll send them to them for free. But if you are of means, the way we do that is when civilians purchase these CDs, and for every one we sell at cost, we get to give 5 away for free.
Oh, great!
We've given away 22,000 copies of these CDs since 2010, and we hope to continue to do that. So that's where your purchases go.
That's right. And you can donate, of course, if you want to help them out. Anyway, I encourage everybody to go to warriorsongs.org. It's not, there's men and women singing about their issues, and I found it very uplifting. I mean, songs are not the most uplifting songs out there, but they made me feel like maybe there's something I can do.
And the knowledge that we can overcome this, you know, collectively. And that we are veterans. We can beat this. We can beat anything. We've been trained.
That's right.
It can be rough and hard, but if we work together, we learn the tools, we take on any obstacle.
Very true. I wanted to play one last thing, and I'll let you talk about it before I let you go. It's the little ditty. It's about Dylan Misses Dada. It's only about a minute long, folks, but tell me about that.
I had a buddy of mine. I was in Iraq, and it was obviously a difficult deployment. And a buddy of mine I've been making music with for a long time, and he had promised me to send me some music I'd arranged to have my son visit my family. My wife and I were separated. That was difficult, and so then it didn't come, and it didn't come, and it didn't come because my friend's an artist, so he's a procrastinator, and he's not military. So, and it got to be where it's I don't know, 9 months into the deployment, and then finally I got this package, and it was, he had taken my son into the studio and recorded some songs with him and sent him to me long distance. And it just meant the world to me. As anyone who's deployed knows, you know, letters and thoughts from home are important. And then on the CD, trying to find my home, it kind of marks that transition point where the protagonist gets home and it's kind of still in the combat zone, and then realizes, hey, I have a reason to be home. So.
All right, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to play this so it has a reason. The harmonica that you hear in this tune is your son, correct?
He's four years old at the time.
All right.
And harmonica for his dad in Iraq.
So I'm going to let you go, Jason. Audience, everybody, please go to warriorsongs.org and support this great project. Jason, thank you very much. And here's the song. It's called Dylan Misses Dada.
You come home, real soon. Bye bye, Dada.
time, no time, so please hear me out. These are the last few words that I'd like to say to you all. This is my last call.
That's our next guest. That's David Bray. And David is a patriotic entertainer. He was a United States Navy veteran and served in the Navy as a corpsman with the 2nd Battalion, 2nd Marines, stationed out of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. David's been on our program before because I just wait till you hear his national anthem. These all blow you away. But, David, welcome back to Veterans Radio.
Hey, guys. Good to be here. Thanks again for having me on. Big thank you to everybody just down there supporting and keeping up the good stuff and keeping up the good momentum for Dave Bray USA. I can't tell you how much I appreciate all the support.
Well, you got a lot of talent here. So I think the idea is that we want our audiences to know, you know, where they can get this veteran produced music. And this is certainly one great example. That tune that we played, Last Call, was dedicated not just to the military, but also to all the first responders, correct?
That's right. If anybody right now, if they want this brand new album, it's called Dave Bray USA, Music on a Mission. This is a storyteller album. I also have the songs that you just heard Last Call, but there's also Amazing Grace on there. God Bless America is on there. All these great rock anthems, for your listening and entertainment. And if they go and they send me a screenshot, if they go and purchase from iTunes right now, Dave Bray USA, Music on a Mission, take a screenshot saying that you purchased it. Either send it to my back wall on Dave Bray USA Facebook, and I will send you a free autographed copy of Music on a Mission in a hard disk. So if anybody wants it free, go download it right now, take a screenshot saying that you got it, and either email it to me or just put it up on my back wall at Dave Bray USA, and I will send you a free copy today.
There you go. There you go. And you will enjoy it. It's a great album, and your commentary that goes along with it is very moving as well. And so Dave Bray USA, what else have you been up to lately?
Well, as usual, the mission continues. The mission always continues. We're constantly putting out new music, new videos and stuff like that to go along with the Dave Bray USA Music on a Mission album. And I'm not trying to over push this, but it is Christmas time and we are cutting it down to the wire. So if anybody wants to get anything as far as any Dave Bray USA merchandise, that is still available. Go to DaveBrayUSA.com. It's buy one, anything on the store. You get a free CD. Also comes with it autographed right before Christmas. Makes a great gift. So we've just been in Christmas mode, getting all this stuff out, getting as much merchandise out as we possibly can. Get ready for 2019. It's going to be a huge year. We got some big announcements coming up.
Yeah, I think you will. And if you go to his website, DaveBrayUSA.com, you'll see him pretending he's Santa Claus talking to you directly to order, his Music on a Mission CD. And the idea of getting a free copy is kind of cool. And I think that there are people out there, again, this is veteran-produced music, performed, written by a veteran, and we encourage you to go to his website and see if you can, pick up one of these for you or your favorite veteran.
And I, 2019, we get a lot of requests from nonprofits, and there are nonprofits mm-hmm. popping up all over the country every day. A lot of them are veteran related, first responder, fire, police related.
Yep.
We are going to start working alongside. We're going to try to work alongside as many of them as we possibly can. And what we've decided to do is create a coupon code, and we are going to do a 50-50 split with that coupon code. So when I send out that coupon code, we're going to do one nonprofit a week. Mm-hmm. And when I send that coupon code out to that nonprofit, 50% of all proceeds are going to go directly to that nonprofit. So basically, I'm covering shipping. I'm covering the cost to make the record. They're getting 50%, and basically they're getting 100% because at 50% of what I'm selling them for, there's nothing left. So that's what we're getting ready to start to work up for 2019. We're excited about it. If you know a nonprofit that is looking to use this as a fundraiser, and believe me, in the military, veteran, fire, police community, the veteran community, there's a song called Warrior Inside. Mm-hmm. For the police, there's one called Last Call, talks about fallen law enforcement officers. For our firefighters, there's a song called Into the Fire. So anybody that's a patriotic nonprofit, anybody that is God-fearing, freedom-loving, flag-waving, patriotic nonprofit, doing the right thing with their money
we want to help them in a unique way. So that's what we want to do with the album going into 2019. Again, it's all about God. This is all about country. And this is all about doing what's right for the next generation. And I really hope that people dive deep into this record and listen to the commentary in between the songs. That's one of the most important parts of the record. It's a truly unique listening experience.
I totally agree, Dave, and I want to thank you. Let us know when you start doing the sharing to the nonprofits. We've got a whole list of them that can help you out. And just to remind people of what the incredible voice this young man has, we're going to go out with your version of the national anthem. So thank you, Dave, very much for being on the program.
You got it. God bless you. Thank you so very much. And stay the course, finish the fight, never surrender. Dave, DaveDaveBrayUSA.com, guys. Thanks.
Gotcha.
God bless.
All right.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Hail the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does.
And that's David Bray. David Bray, USA. God, if I could only sing like that, it would be wonderful. I just wanted to get a couple of more greetings out there before we're bringing on Andy Martin here in just a moment to talk about the music of Michael J. Martin. And many of you Vietnam veterans especially are well aware of Michael J. Martin. But this one is from Tammy B. and family. Let's see, it says, congratulations on successful completion of the Ranger training from Tammy and Mike B. This is for Mike Colas, and he's going through Ranger training right now in the United States Army. I've got one here from Connie Douglas, and she just says, Merry Christmas and thank you to all our men and women in the service. From Don Cooper, Merry Christmas. God bless all of our servicemen and women. And from Vicki Mitchell, thanks so much for your service. Merry Christmas to all of our service men and women. All right. Well, I'm running out of time here, so I got to get to the next thing. We're going to play a quick little song by Michael J. Martin, and then I'm going to bring Andy on and tell you how you can get a hold of his CDs.
Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesty, above the fruited plain, America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood. From sea to shining sea.
That was the late Michael J. Martin, one of our most famous Vietnam veteran troubadours, along with his partner Tim Holland. Wow, we miss these guys greatly. My guest right now joining me on the line is the daughter of Michael J. Martin. That's Andy Martin. Andy, welcome back to Veterans Radio.
Hi, Dale. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. All right. So the reason that I asked you to come on the program today is to talk about that you have remastered many of these CDs and they're now available.
I have. I have managed to reproduce the Martin and Holiday CDs, so I am well in stock on those. It was part of Daddy's absolute dream that the music never died because he knew just how much good it could do.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like penicillin for the soul. it's going to let you know that you're not there alone.
Mm-hmm.
And every vet needs to know that. So, you know, I have the Martin and Holiday CDs, Johnny Comes Marching Home, which was their first one. I have Time to Lay It Down, which was their second one. And then I have a couple CDs that Daddy did afterwards. I have Take Me a Ride on the Moon, which is based on the novel Lonesome Dove. And I have Better Part of Valor, which was the very last CD that Daddy put out. But I'm well stocked on all four right now. I'm working on getting a couple more made. I've sold out in the last couple years of some of his others. But I do also still have the memorial patch for Daddy that one of our longtime Last Patrollers, Mike Higgs, Higgy, as most people know him, that he designed. So I have all four and the patches. Of course, I believe that these are the absolute perfect gift for any veteran.
Absolutely.
You know, so I'm well stocked on all of them. So I'm ready, willing, and able to send them out.
Okay. And so how do I get one from you?
It's really simple. I'm very old school. All you have to do is send me a text or a phone call, and we'll work out the details. I usually do them 2 for $25. I cover the shipping. I mm-hmm. believe it's more important that the music gets out there than all I'm trying to do is make enough money to get the albums reproduced.
Okay. So. And so let's give that number.
All right. That's going to be 615-692-4103.
That's 615, folks. That's 615-692-4103. One more time.
That's it.
615-692-4103. And you are offering them at 2 for $25 of the ones that you
two
have?
2 for $25, 4 for $45. And after that, I just get ridiculously generous. So just shoot me a text.
Okay. We will do that then. So, and you're in the process of mastering more of them?
Yes. His very first album, Windmill, that he did with the Dead Eye Band when he was just first starting out in music mm-hmm. back in the late 70s, early 80s. I've sold out of that, so I'm getting that reproduced. I'm also getting Been There reproduced.
Okay.
So it just takes a little bit of time, and, you know, they usually want at least a couple dollars. So that's what I'm working towards, and those are the next projects on the list. So.
All right. Well, we'll get them get people to you, and I think we've got some. I know Gary, my partner Gary Lilly, had I think every one of his CDs. So maybe if the ones that you're missing, I can get them back to you, and you can get them redone. And so we can
well,
go from
I do
there.
Have the masters of everything, including some stuff that Daddy had on cassette. That there is just no telling. I have to get it transferred to CD and see what gems are hiding on there. But yeah. I know that Gary Lilly was one of Daddy's favorite people in the whole wide world. So
he certainly was.
I'm sure that Gary had everything.
He did. So, Andy Martin, thank you very much for being on the program. The music we hear in our background right now is our theme, which means we got to go. So
thank you very much.
Merry
Christmas, Dale, and Merry Christmas to everybody. And I would like to say that the absolute best gift that you can give any vet or soldier out there is your gratitude. Don't forget to say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Merry Christmas, Andy.
Merry Christmas, Dale.
All righty. All right, so that does it for another program here on Veterans Radio. Go to our website. All the companies that we talked to are on there. Next week, we'll be doing our Christmas program. So until then, you are dismissed.